Ribrose throat bobbed nervously as Tag took out his blade and began tapping it against the boulder.
What do you want now? I told you I know nothing.
The otter honed his blade on the boulder, looking at the razor sharp edge, speaking softly.
Tell me, how long have you been with the Juska clan?
Don't know exactly. 30 seasons, more maybe. I'm not sure.
Tag nodded agreeably, his eyes still fixed on the blade.
Then you must remember how I came to be with the clan. Take your time, Stoat. Think carefully. I wouldn't want you to make any mistakes. That would make me angry. Very angry.
The otter's voice was like a steel blade. There was cold danger in it. Ribro felt himself trembling and held out his paws pleadingly.
Wait, wait! Let me think! 'Twas all a long time ago.
Tag licked the blade, his tattooed face ferocious in the firelight.
Go on, Ribro. I'm waiting.
Ribro decided to tell what he knew.
There was talk that Gristle's omens said a Tagarum was coming to the Juskarath clan. And Tigra claimed 'twas her babe. But the omens were wrong for him. There was an argument, and Sawney slew Antigra's mate with that blade you've got in your paw now. Gristle had visions. 'Twas to be a babe with a marked paw.
How did you know this?
Tag interrupted. The Stoat shrugged.
Every beast was gossiping about it on the quiet. You know what Juska are like, always keeping their ears open in case there's summat in it for them. Next thing, Sawney ordered us to break camp and follow him. I tell you, I never knew Sawney Wrath to be so nervous and excited. No beast had seen Sawney like that afore. We marched for days. He drove us hard. The new camp was in Moss Flower Wood, south and west, as I recall, by a river. Then he picked a bunch of us. I was one. Me matey Dagrab was another. I can't remember who else. Septon Ephora and Valak Bowbeast, his pet killers. They was always with Sawney. We went to a place where a path ran through the water, a ford. The orders was to keep our heads down and be silent. An otter came there. Big fella like yourself, carrying a babe. Sawney gave the word, and Valak slew the big otter. Put a shaft in his heart. Sawney grabbed the little un. That was you.
Tag's voice trembled visibly.
Go on. What happened then?
Ribro closed his eyes, concentrating hard.
We had to run for it fast. Sawney out in front carrying you, and the rest of us guarding his back.